The 3.3 Rule, revolutionizing work for greater productivity and well-being. Introduction, the problem with traditional work schedules. As I sat in my office late one night, staring at the clock ticking past 9 p.m., I realized something had to change. Like many business owners and professionals, I was trapped in a cycle of long hours and diminishing returns. The traditional 9-to-5 workday, or more accurately the 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. grind, was taking its toll on my productivity, health, and happiness. This realization led me on a journey to uncover a better way of working, one that could boost productivity while actually reducing hours spent at the desk. Through extensive research and experimentation, I developed what I call the 3.3 rule. This simple yet powerful approach has the potential to transform how we work and live. The 3.3 rule explained. At its core, the 3.3 rule states that the most efficient workday consists of focused work sessions of up to 3 hours, followed by a recovery period equal to 30% of the work time. For example, after 3 hours of concentrated effort, you would take a 54-minute break before starting your next work block. This may seem counterintuitive at first. How can working less lead to getting more done? The key lies in understanding the science of human cognition and productivity. Studies have shown that the average office worker is truly productive for only about 2 hours and 53 minutes in a typical 8-hour day. The rest of the time is often filled with distractions, procrastination, and busy work. By structuring our days around focused work blocks and intentional breaks, we can dramatically increase our output while reducing overall work hours. The 3.3 rule harnesses our natural cycles of attention and energy to optimize performance. The science behind the rule. Let's dive deeper into the research that supports this approach. A groundbreaking study by Professor Alejandro Liras at the University of Illinois found that brief diversions from a task can dramatically improve one's ability to focus on that task for prolonged periods. His research showed that participants who were given short breaks during a 50-minute task performed better than those who worked straight through. This aligns with what we know about the brain's attention systems. Our ability to maintain focus on a single task diminishes over time, leading to mental fatigue and reduced productivity. By taking regular breaks, we allow our cognitive resources to replenish, leading to sustained high performance when we return to work. Additionally, the 3-hour work block is based on research into ultradian rhythms, natural cycles that occur throughout the day. These rhythms suggest that our minds can focus intensely for about 91-20 minutes before needing a significant break. The 3.3 rule extends this slightly to 3 hours to provide flexibility, but the principle remains the same. Implementing the 3.3 rule in practice. Now, you might be wondering how to actually put this into practice in your daily life or organization. Here are some strategies I've found effective. 1. Assess your natural work patterns. Pay attention to when you're most productive and structure your most important work during those peak times. 2. Use time blocking. Schedule your day into distinct work blocks and break periods. Be disciplined about sticking to these blocks. 3. Prioritize ruthlessly. With less total work time, it's crucial to focus on high-impact tasks. Use techniques like the Eisenhower Matrix to identify what truly matters. 4. Embrace true breaks. During your recovery periods, step away from work completely. Go for a walk, meditate, or engage in a hobby. The goal is to fully disengage and recharge. 5. Communicate clearly. If you're implementing this in a team setting, make sure everyone understands the new approach and its benefits. One of my clients, Sarah, runs a marketing agency. She was skeptical at first, but decided to try the 3.3 rule with her team. Within a month, they saw a 20% increase in completed projects despite reducing overall work hours. Team morale improved dramatically, and client satisfaction scores went up as the quality of work increased. Overcoming challenges and resistance. Of course, adopting a new way of working isn't without its challenges. you may encounter resistance from colleagues, clients, or even yourself. Here are some common objections and how to address them. We can't get everything done in less time. Response: by increasing focus and eliminating wasted time, most teams find they accomplish more in less time. It's about working smarter, not longer. Our clients expect us to be available all day. Response: set clear communication expectations. Many clients appreciate the improved quality and responsiveness that come from a more focused approach. I feel guilty not working a full 8 hours. Response: remember, it's about results, not hours logged. Track your output, and you'll likely find you're more productive with this method. The key is to start small, measure results, and adjust as needed. The 3.3 rule is a framework, not a rigid set of rules. Customize it to fit your unique situation and needs. The bigger picture: redefining success and work-life balance. Implementing the 3.3 rule isn't just about productivity. It's about fundamentally changing our relationship with work. By creating more space in our lives, we open up possibilities for personal growth, stronger relationships, and improved well-being. I've seen countless professionals rediscover their passion for their work after breaking free from the grind of long hours. They have time to pursue hobbies, spend quality time with family, and invest in their health. This, in turn, makes them even more effective when they are working. Moreover, this approach can help address the growing problem of burnout in our society. By working in a more sustainable way, we can build careers and businesses that thrive in the long term without sacrificing our health or happiness. As we look to the future of work, especially in a world increasingly shaped by technology and remote collaboration, the ability to manage our energy and attention effectively will become even more critical. The 3.3 rule provides a framework for doing just that. In conclusion, I invite you to experiment with this approach in your own life. Start small, perhaps try it for your most important task tomorrow. Pay attention to how it affects your focus, productivity, and overall well-being. You might just find that by working less, you accomplish far more than you ever thought possible. Remember, the goal isn't just to be more productive. It's to create a life where work enhances rather than detracts from our overall happiness and fulfillment. The 3.3 rule is a step towards that vision. Are you ready to revolutionize your workday?